Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and we'll take it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. You'll also see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. And let's uncover our individual and unique gifts tonight through the gift of my guest, Corby Mitlide. She is a psychic medium and channeler who's been on the mystic's path for 40 years, meeting challenges, always questioning, and leading the examined life. This road has illuminated an essential cosmic truth, that is, that God gives all of us what we need for a life filled with miracles and joy, and as long as our hearts are open, whole, and aligned with our source energy, anything is possible. She also says it never hurts to bring laughter on the path with you, and if she can share that blessing with you, she feels she's doing things right. As I mentioned, Corby is a psychic channel and medium, reading since 1973. She travels coast to coast and into Canada as a full-time intuitive counselor. She's appeared frequently on radio and television and is an inspirational teacher and facilitator. She's a featured channel on Robert Schwartz's breakthrough series, Your Soul's Plan and Your Soul's Gift. Her certifications and affiliations include being a certified professional tarot reader through the Tarot Certification Board of America. She's a member of the American Tarot Association and an ordained minister of the Sanctuary of the Beloved. Her specific skills include tarot and oracle divination deck readings, spiritual intuitive counseling, past life retrieval and analysis, mediumship and spirit guide conferences, including speaking with one's soul or higher self. You can visit her at her website, which I'll give you in just a moment, so get your pens handy. As far as tonight goes, she does not do regression on the show, nor does she do mediumship where she connects with your loved ones. That is something that she believes you need to do in an individual reading and that it should be private. And her website is www.firethroughspirit.com, and through is spelled out, T-H-R-O-U-G-H. So that's firethroughspirit.com. And so without any further ado, I would like to welcome Corby. Corby, how are you tonight?
I'm good. It's good to be back, David. Let me just address one little thing about what you said I don't do on the air. You said I don't do past life regression. Well, I don't do regression at all. Your people need to know the difference between regression and retrieval. Past life regression is where a certified hypnotherapist literally takes you into trance and you go up to the Akashic and you view your past lives. What I do is retrieval. That's what I do for Robert Schwartz in his book series. Somebody talks about a challenge. Why did I come in parenting handicapped children? Why did I come in as an alcoholic? Why do I have abandonment issues? Then what I do, I go upstairs and I pull the book you need to look at and say, read chapter two. And occasionally I can do a past life retrieval on the show, but I know we've got a couple of dozen callers and that does take some time. So to be fair to everybody, if you have that kind of a question, make it short, and I'm not going to give you 12 pages of who you were, but I might be able to zero in. We'll see.
Okay, well, thank you for clarifying that. So if you have any kinds of questions for Corby, I encourage you to be succinct and to the point, because we have a lot of callers on the line. Everybody I talk to will get a reading with Corby. A lot of you have called in since I've been talking with her before the show began. You all did the right thing calling in before the show began, but we do have a lot of callers, so we'll get to as many of you as we can. And even if I haven't talked to you before the show began, that doesn't mean that you won't get a reading, so hang in there. Okay? And Corby has just written a trilogy, and she's going to tell us a little bit about that now. So, Corby, I turn it over to you.
Okay. I have been doing weekly blogs on Facebook all year, and what they have been doing is forming themselves into a three-book series that I'm calling the Self-Development Project. The first book, called Clean Out Your Life Closet, is going to be out on Kindle for Christmas buying. We will actually have in your hand hard copies probably the first couple of months of the year. The reason that I wrote the book this way, in three, is because if you think about it, first, if you want to change your life, you have to look at what's going on, and you have to decide what you are going to get rid of. You have to make room for things, okay? The self-development project has been structured to support your inner Martian, your ability to explore without a bunch of rules, by encouraging you to take these books and take what you need most. So once you've gone through Clean Out Your Life Closet, the next book is going to be The Big Reboot. That's where you choose what you're going to do. And after that, you're going to read Be Your Own Masterpiece, and that's where you actually create this new life. And this very handy little trilogy will partner with you in totally turning your life inside out and upside down until you've got a life that you've created yourself with glee and the certitude that this is what you want, you betcha. And I want people to think about the series as the literary equivalent of a big mural of paper and a box of crayons and a batch of finger paints and glue and scissors and sparkly bits, because within each volume, at the end of every chapter, it's going to be your turn. We'll ask you some questions to help you reflect on what you've read. You're going to come up with the places in your life where the ideas will work. You'll get to decide what your personal takeaways are. And we've made space for you to write down what you believe to be the most important piece of knowledge. So at the end of reading these three books, basically you will have written it with me, because you will have personalized this book so that what I say makes specific sense in your life.
That's beautiful. Will it help people get more in touch with their intuitive selves?
I hope so. It is not a specific metaphysical book like that. What it does is it helps you get out of things like stress. It helps you calm down so that you can listen. For instance, the first book has four parts: getting clear, simplicity and living well with less, adaptability and going with flow, and stress, a complicated friend. The next book is going to have priorities, the philosophy of asking, how to gain your thriver's license, which is all about seizing passion, and focus, not blinders. The last book is going to be about working with the seasons, our problems, friend or foe, forgiveness, release, and moving forward, and my favorite chapter, living your epitaph and owning your obituary. What do you want to tell God you did? So the clearer you are about who you are, the more you are going to trust your intuitional hits when you get them. That's the point, because we second-guess ourselves. The people who come to me with self-doubt and they're always questioning, I look at them and I say, okay, well, how old are you? They'll say, oh, I'm 35. And I'll go, no, you're 70, because you live twice as much as anybody else in the same 24 hours, because you're always going back and you're always asking and you're always double-thinking. So if you can get clear on who you are, what you do, that leaves you room in your life for manifesting, for getting in touch with your intuition, for getting in touch with your guides and basically having a wonderful time down here with the incarnation you chose.
That sounds super. Well, folks, I hope that you check those out, and it sounds like it will be a wonderful Christmas present.
Thank you.
Yes. And any plans in the future for any other writing projects or any special workshops or anything like that?
Well, I'd like to do a workshop on this. For all of your listeners that are in the Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, Maryland area and have ever wanted to do psychic work at shows and expos, I'm doing a one-day intensive on October the 15th called How to Be an A-List Exhibitor. You're with me all day, 10 to 4. We go over absolutely everything, how to choose a show, what to wear, how to set your booth up, how to work with your clients, how to network, advertising, social media, the whole nine yards. Because, you know, I'm 61. I'm getting off the road because I've done it for so many years. So there's going to be a lot of room as our generation moves off for people who really want to step up and carry the ball for us. So that's what I'm doing for a workshop. Rob Schwartz is working on Volume 3 of his pre-birth planning series, and I have started working with him, working with his clients. So that's another work in progress.
Okay, well, best wishes with all of that.
Thank you.
All right. Is there anything else you wanted to talk about up front, any ground rules or anything like that?
Ground rules are it's one question per person. And that doesn't mean one question and lots of follow-ups. Generally, I'm going to be using tarot tonight for your everyday tour bus questions, house, car, finances, job, etc. If spirit guides, angels want to kick in, they'll drop me a note. And as I say, we might be able to do some past life retrieval, but it's not going to be my usual very, very 10-minute detailed example for you because we simply don't have that kind of time.
Okay. Well, just to let you know, we have 14 callers, and we are going, folks, until 9 o'clock tonight. So we'll do our best to get to as many of you as we can, and we may get to all of you. So hang in there. Our first caller is Michelle. Are you ready to go to the phone lines?
Yep. Michelle, hi. Where are you from?
Here she comes. There you go, Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. Where are you from?
I'm from Alberta, Canada.
Oh, the part of Canada I don't get to. I'm usually over in Ontario. What can I do for you tonight?
I'm just curious what you see coming for employment. I haven't worked since April. Thank you.
Okay. Good enough. If you want to tell me what your field is, that'll help me narrow.
I'm a self-employed scheduler, so a consultant.
Okay. So, you're a consultant. That's actually an entrepreneur, isn't it? I have an entrepreneur spread. Let me see what's going on in there first.
Okay.
All right. There's you, the energy around your business, the brick-and-mortar locations, how to market it, clients, competition, finances, what you need to know, and best possible outcome. Here's you. Okay, the strength card. You as a consultant are holding the lion's mouth shut. You're the one that walks in for the big problems and shows people how to ratchet it down. And you're respected for your work, so that's not the problem. The energy around your business, it's the justice card, which to me says it's whether it's what they pay you, the contracts, any Alberta law, stuff like that. The nitpicky stuff is what's getting in the way. The brick-and-mortar locations, what I want to encourage you to look for, it's the Judgment Day card. Look for people that are really feeling like they're on the ragged edge of disaster and would do anything to have somebody fix it. You need to go in with your Superwoman cape on. How to market it? It's the Prince of Swords. It's the high-stress card. What you do is you say, if the high stress is galloping into your business, we can handle it. Your clients, the clients to look for, it's the Five of Cups, the people that probably should have used you 3 years ago, but they're stuck now. You are going to have two opportunities with these companies to really show them what you can do and fix their problems. Competition, it's the Fool card. There are a lot of young puppies out there, but nobody that knows what you do. Finances,
yeah.
Two of Wands. That tells me that it probably will really, really pick up the second quarter of next year, but you're going to start seeing work in early October. It's not going to be a dry spell that much longer. What you need to know, Four of Swords. Get your rest now. Look at your business. Make sure that it's exactly the way you want it now, because once it picks up, it's going to pick up big. Your last card is the Princess of Swords, which is a card that says, ask the experts. It probably would not be a bad idea for you to do a little networking as well, because what you do, somebody else may know someone who needs that kind of work, but they don't do it themselves. Networking groups are the lifeline for all of us entrepreneurs at this point in the economic spiral that we're in. Like I said, to sum up, your business is good, your business is sound, people do want what you do. It may be early October when work starts to pick up, but second quarter next year, you're going to be needing jet power roller skates.
Okay, very cool.
Hope it's helpful.
Yes, thank you.
You are more than welcome.
Well, thank you for calling in, Michelle. God bless you, and prayers for best wishes to you.
Thank you, David. I appreciate it. Blessings to
okay,
you.
Okay, you're welcome, hon. Okay, take care. Okay, we're going to our next caller, and this is Sophia Corby.
Hi, Sophia. Where are you calling from? Hello?
Sophia?
Hi, I am calling from Georgia.
Oh, now what part of Georgia, girl? You anywhere near 7585?
I am.
Okay, I used to live in Marietta and by the Big Chicken. Where are you?
Oh, I'm south of Atlanta.
Okay.
But I'm off of 85.
Got it. Well, ma'am, what can I do for you tonight?
Yes, Corby, I would like some insight from you. I attended an event on Friday night at a spiritual center.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just wondering, am I supposed to, is this any dealings with this center in my path?
Okay. So it's a spiritual center?
Okay. Yes.
And you want to know, are they going to give you a hand with moving yourself up in terms of your own spiritual growth?
Yeah. Is this part of my tribe, I guess, to speak? Mm-hmm.
Oh, tribe is a great word. Okay. What I'm going to tell you is, not even knowing who they are, the cards are not the best. You've got the Nine of Swords, the Two of Wands, again, and the Seven of Cups.
Mm-hmm.
If this is a spiritual center that spends a lot of time talking about evil and negative spirits and the devil and having to protect yourself, wrong answer, okay? And you got to make sure that they understand that while there may be things in the world that are challenges, it's not a whole bunch of the devil stuff, and you've got to have protection all the time. Obviously, you know, you want to mess with a Ouija board, you know how to ground, center, and shield. But my concern is, with worry on one side and a bunch of fantasy on the other side, I'm not sure how well grounded they are.
Uh-huh.
All right. What did your gut tell you when you walked in? How did you feel?
And I went just for this purpose. My gut, it actually was a channeling event.
Mm-hmm.
They did a dual channel. One of the ladies is her center. The other one has a practice out of her center, and they came together for the very first time and did a dual channeling event. Mm-hmm. I will tell you, one lady seemed much, and I'm not being judgmental, seemed
no,
a little lighter.
Actually,
the other,
yeah,
kind of like maybe have, I felt genuinely maybe gifted in some things, but off the par. It just didn't settle. It didn't settle with me at all.
Mm-mm. Then it's what I'm seeing. The key to really, really good metaphysical practitioners is they have no ego. Okay?
Mm.
Of what I do, but I very often say I take my work very seriously, me not so much. And I also say, which is why I'm writing this whole book series, you can do what I do. When you have someone who has started a center, while centers need to be started, you must really look at them and see how much of their ego is into the center, like all the big megachurches where There's 40,000 people, and there are six limos in the pastor's office.
Well, let me be specific really quick, because I know we have a lot of callers. For example, the center's owner, her channeled spirit or spirit guide or whatever, higher being or whatever,
yep.
This particular spirit guide, she said she had just met that day. And I'm no guru. I'm still fresh in my journey.
Yep.
But certain things didn't resonate with me. I mean, why channel someone you just met that day? You need to. It just, I don't know. And I'm not trying to be judgmental, but you asked for
gut,
and I'm just telling you my gut.
Judgmental is I didn't like her because I thought she was snooty. That's judgmental.
No,
get the resonance that I could trust what she was saying because she didn't know the being she was channeling. That is your observation. That's not judging her.
Thank you for that.
You are welcome. I would say keep looking. If you want to learn to do that yourself, the book that I always recommend to people is called Opening to Channel by Sanaya Roman and Dwayne Acker.
Oh, I'm reading it. Actually, I know it's cliche, but that book really fell off a library book sale.
That's
for
how
me
I learned
shelf.
To do what I do, honey, so it's one of the best out there. I
Thanks,
really
sweetheart.
Appreciate
you were great.
This call because while this was for you, it gave so much important information to everybody listening who's ever going to go into a spiritual center and say, is this one for me? So your timing tonight was perfection.
Thanks, Corby. Thanks, David.
You're welcome. Wave at the big
You're welcome, Corby. Sophia. Amen to that. Talk about synchronicity.
I will, Corby. I heard you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. God bless, hon. All right, moving on. Trying to bring the next caller live. Hang in there, Samantha. There you are.
Samantha, hi.
Samantha?
Are you there?
Hi.
Where are you calling from, Samantha?
I'm calling from Miami, Florida.
Oh, okay. Disney country, down in Florida.
Yes.
What can we do for you tonight?
Well, I would love to know if you can see any really great candidates coming in, like really good guys that I could possibly have, you know, a really great friendship and a really good meaningful relationship coming in. I haven't been dating and I have been going out more and like immersing myself in the dating world.
Good girl.
And I just wanted to know if you see like some really good candidates coming in, a couple people that I really would get along with and resonate with.
Okay, I'm going to ask the dirty question, girl. How old are you?
28.
Good. That tells me what to look for. I'm going to do a month-by-month reading, and I'm going to be looking in my deck. They're called Princes, and they run 25 to 40 years old right in there. So hold on.
Okay.
Now, first thing I see is the Ace of Cups in November. Now, the Ace of Cups is what I call the walk-into-wall stupid in love card. You go out with a guy, second date, kisses you in the parking lot of the diner, and your knees go. Okay? Lightning strike. Please use your brains, because I still say friends before lovers, not lovers before friends, but that one's going to be very hard to resist. If he does not turn out to be the be-all and end-all wonderful guy, then let's see who else is coming up next year. Hold on. I think you may be with him for a while because I didn't see anybody special showing up in 17. I'm checking 18 just to make sure. Well, girl, I think that November is going to be big for you because that's the one that I see. Now, enjoy it. Make sure that you get to know him. You got to know whether he leaves the toilet seat up and the toothpaste cap off. And you also got to make sure that the relationship is 60-60. That's where each one of you goes a little bit more than halfway, and it's that extra 10% that locks it in the tough times. That's how you know you got a good guy. But I'm seeing it's something for you for Thanksgiving.
Oh, wow. That sounds wonderful. I definitely agree on that 60-60 because I've been in situations where I felt like I was definitely giving more and it was just unfair to myself and I wouldn't do that anymore.
Good. That's one of the smartest things you could possibly have taught yourself. So go you. All right?
Thank you.
Good
Thank
luck, my girl.
Thank you so much.
All right.
It sounds like you'll have something extra special to be grateful for at Thanksgiving, but as we all need to remember, be grateful for the gifts each step of the way.
Oh, yes. Amen to that.
All right. All right, Samantha. Thank you for calling tonight.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, and bring the next caller live. This is Anna.
Hi, Anna. Where are you calling from?
Georgia.
Another Georgia girl. What part of Georgia are you from?
Atlanta.
Oh, proper Atlanta. Anywhere near Buckhead, 5 points?
Yeah, 15 minutes.
Yep, know it well. What can I do for you tonight?
I would like for you to give me insight about my niece. She is missing.
Okay, when you say she is missing, how long has she been gone? And how old is she?
She's 19 years young. She has mood instability, and she just came out of the behavior center since Sunday midnight. She was missing, and I was telling her that night as she was sitting on the sofa that it's time to go to bed, and we have to go to church in the morning. So I asked her for my phone, and I told her I would give it back to her. And then she became irritable, and then I told her don't go out the door because we had the alarm set. So she sat down for 10 minutes, and next thing I know, 5 minutes, she's up. But I thought she sat on the porch in the chair like she always did. I never thought my baby would walk away from the house. Never did. You know, she's new to the area because her mom works at night, so she had to come here with me, you know, so that.
Have you reported her missing to the police?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm thinking she is not hurt, dead. It's not like that. I'm thinking you'll have her back within the week. But that's one of the toughest things. You cannot keep her from leaving like this, you need to get some assistance for yourself because this is a tough thing that you have to deal with. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
So when she's back, y'all need to come to Jesus meeting, and you basically need to make sure that either she's got a tracking bracelet or something so that if she keeps doing this, you'll be able to find her. All right?
Yeah.
All of our prayers to make sure she comes home safe and well.
Okay. Thank you, dear.
You are welcome, love.
Thank you, Anna. God bless, and I hope you find her soon.
Yes, in Jesus' name.
What's her name? I'll say a prayer. Oops, there she goes. Okay, coming up on the next caller, this is Crystal.
Hey, Crystal, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Connecticut.
Oh, okay, close to me. What can I do for you?
Okay, I was wondering about my career. I'm looking for a professional job right now, probably in the field of project management.
Okay.
Right.
Let me ask you this. Can you move? Can you relocate? Or do I have to look right where you are?
No, yes, I can relocate.
Okay. Connecticut, New York, New Jersey, Rhode Island. Not getting a... Okay. You're going to get something in Connecticut that you're going to enjoy, but I think long-term you're going to end up over in Rhode Island. Reason I'm saying that is both cards are threes. The Three of Wands for Connecticut says success is imminent, but the Three of Pentacles is mastery, long-term. So I have no idea where you live, but when I look at the Connecticut map, Hartford lights up first thing. Then possibly Groton, Connecticut, but I think Hartford is a better bet. Where in Connecticut do you live?
New London.
Okay. How close is Hartford, baby?
It's quite an hour away or thereabout.
All right, so you'd probably have to relocate possibly an apartment. I hope that you've got an apartment, not a house.
Okay.
but I'm seeing that. And when I look, it's that cluster downtown where all the large high-rise insurance people are. It's somewhere within that area. Now, the one thing I'm going to tell you, I used to be an executive recruiter, so I'm going into the left half of my head. You need to look and don't wait until you see a job in the paper, because then it's a casting call. What you do is you find companies you want to work for. Do a little studying on them and write directly, not to HR, but the person that you would work for. Do a little deep dish research. Present your credentials, why you would be so good for them. Talk like you know a little bit about the company, which is why you need to do the research, and then say, I will call you, you know, next Tuesday or whatever to discuss possibilities. This is why this is important. Number one, you're showing you're proactive, not reactive. And number two, if that guy doesn't have a job for you, but he has a friend who might, he'll be the one who passes on your resume. You don't have to do it. But that's what I'm seeing for you. Hartford first, and then a real long-term major job somewhere in the Rhode Island, Providence area.
Okay. That sounds wonderful.
Okay. Just telling you what Spirit's telling me, baby. Ain't me.
All right, Crystal.
Right. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you, David. Thanks for being here.
You're welcome. Yeah, thank you for calling in tonight.
Okay.
Okay, folks. It looks good that we'll get to all of you. I just wanted to say that Corby gives wonderful full-length readings. I've had one with her, and it's well worth your time and money spent to get a full reading. So remember to go to firethroughspirit.com to check out her services and how to get in touch with her. It will be worth your while, I guarantee it. Okay, let's go to the next caller.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
This is Donna. Hi, Donna.
I tried.
Oh, call me
on TV. All right.
Donna?
Okay, just text me then. Okay, drive carefully. Love
Donna.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. Hi.
That's all right.
Hi, Donna. Where are you calling from?
California. Sorry, David. Hi, Colby.
Hi.
No problem. It's all right.
So what part of California, north or south?
Santa Barbara. It's kind of like 2 hours north of Los Angeles.
I got friends who live in Thousand Oaks. You're not anywhere near any of the fires, are you?
No, but they're kind of near. I mean, not near me, but they're up in the hills, yeah.
All right, fine. Sending prayers for rain and no wind for California.
Woo! All right.
So what can
I do
for you?
Thank you. Well, you know, I would like to be in a relationship. It's been a long time, and yeah, I wanted to know what you're picking up on that, because I would like to get married one day.
Okay. How old are you?
62, never married. But I have been in long relationships with men, yeah.
Okay. So we're looking for kings for you. Kings are 50 and over. Hang on. Let me see what's up.
Okay.
See, I find it interesting. The very first card is the Empress, which tells me you could go forever and not get married, and you would be 2,000% fine. You are one strong woman. Good on you.
Yeah.
So, first opportunity I see, a serious possibility, would be next July. It's the King of Cups. The King of Cups, divorced or widowed, has grown children. The thing that I always like about the King of Cups is any difficulty that happened to him, it didn't make him bitter. It made him more easily able to talk. He probably does have a bit of a metaphysical bent like we do.
Good. I like that.
And his profession, whatever it is, reflects that compassion and the nurturing part of his personality. He is someone that likes home. He's a nester. This is not someone who's going to be crazy traveling all over the world. So, but really, really comfortable, good guy. Would not be surprised if he has slightly longer sideburns than most people his age. Just know that.
Oh,
he doesn't
okay.
work. Then in 18, let me do a quick check, see if there's anybody else. Nope, looks like he's your guy. So next year, I mean, you'll date in the meantime if you wanted to, but he's the guy that you're going to look at and say, this one has a brain, this one has a heart. This one has courage. There you go.
Great. Is there any time frame that maybe, is it within a year, 2 years?
Yeah, I said next July.
Oh, next July.
Next July.
I didn't hear that.
Yes.
Oh,
that's
wonderful.
That's why I do a month by month. And then I went from September of this year right through 2018. He was the only king that showed up, which means that he will be probably the only one that you would consider having a long-term relationship with. Everybody else, pat them on the head. Nice to meet you. Next.
Okay. Oh, super. Well, thank you. You made my day, Colby.
Oh, happy to do it.
Thank you very much. Thank you,
Take
David.
Take care.
You thank are you. Most All welcome. Right. Thanks for calling, Donna.
Okay.
Okay. Now, question. Why do you limit Donna to kings? Can't she have a prince?
because there are four court cards. Kings, queens.
Yeah.
She didn't want to date a girl. Princes, and in this, it's princesses, sometimes it's pages. The way I was taught is pages are 25 and younger. Princes are 25 to 40 or 50, depending on how old the querent is. And kings are either 50 or 50 and up. The emperor card is 65. He didn't come up. There are also a couple of cards that also are red. Ace of Cups, Two of Cups, and the Lover's card. The Ace of Cups is that walk-into-wall lightning strike card that the other woman got. The Two of Cups tells me it's a meeting of the minds. It doesn't describe the guy, but it does say that they would meet through joint interests, working for the same political candidate, doing a cystic fibrosis walk, building a Habitat for Humanity house, taking a class together. It's not meet cute in the frozen pizza section. And the Lover's card is always my favorite because that says it may be somebody she knows right now. But whatever month that card shows up, all of a sudden, it goes from friends to lovers because the trust factor has been built up.
Love it.
So that's why when you ask me, am I going to have somebody, there are 7 or 8 cards that I look for as we go month to month.
Okay. Well, thank you for clarifying that. I was just curious.
Oh, sure.
I was curious. I was a king when I met a prince. There was a significant age difference.
Yep,
okay, let's go to our next caller, and this is Laura. Laura, say hello to Corby.
Yes, hello.
Hi, Laura. Where are you calling from?
Colorado.
Okay. What can I do for you?
Yes, I'm just wondering about job and money.
Job and money. All right. What kind of a career do you have right now?
I'm not. I don't have one right now.
Okay. Have you worked before? Is this, I need to decide what to do with my life? Or I am a plumber and am I going to get another plumbing job?
I've interviewed for a couple of jobs. Just wondering.
Aha! Let's see how the interviews went. All right. So how many interviews did you, for how many companies did you check?
2.
The first one you interviewed with, I'm pulling cards, and the second one I'm pulling cards. You will know what order they are in, so you don't have to name them, okay?
Okay.
First one you interviewed with. All right. Judgment Day card. 7 of Wands, Hanged Man. I'm seeing that they really do need somebody either different than they expected or different than the last person who held it. The 7 of Wands tells me you're going to have to jump through a lot of hoops, whether they're credit checks or more references, etc., if they want to offer it to you. The Hanged Man card says you're going to have to use different skills than you have normally, and it may be a probationary period, a bit of a short-term sacrifice for a long-term gain. Now let's look at Company B. 6 of Swords, Queen of Wands, the World. Okay. This may be a job where it's not a step up, maybe it's to the side, and there are some talents that you've got that simply will not be necessary in that job. My concern is the Queen of Wands in the middle. There's a diva there, whether it's your boss or HR or something. And the way I talk about a diva, it's the one who says, hi, we're going to do it my way today. Oh, you didn't want to. I'm so sorry. There's the door. Boom. But the card of the World says this could open up as a really wonderful job. It depends on how much you can deal with one person's ego. So
I'm not good at that.
Then I would say A, likelihood of your getting the job. A.
Huh.
C.
All right.
A may be tough. It's the tower card. That's not great. Five of wands. B may be better. So you may, you know, you're going to get at least one offer, but you may want to keep looking. Don't just grab something because you think you have to. You got to. You're going to spend a lot of time in that job. You got to want to walk into that door.
Oh, I know. I know all about that. Believe me.
Mm-hmm.
So. Okay.
All right.
Thank
so, listen. Best of luck. Remember, the best way to close any interview is to ask for the job without asking for the job. You smile. You say, "This sounds absolutely great. I'm excited. What's our next step?" Notice
right.
that
good.
Lets them know that you're interested, but you're not going, "When am I going to know if I have the job?" Which makes you look like, you know, poor Paula. You don't want to do that.
Sure. Okay.
Right?
Well, thank you.
Good luck, my girl.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Laura. Okay, now we're moving on to area codes, and I haven't spoken with any of you folks, so I just would like to say that if you're calling in from a cell phone, that you need to hold the phone a little bit away from your mouth or your voice is going to be muffled. So I'm going to area code 954 first. What is your name, please?
Hi, this is Mary. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Hey,
you're
Mary,
welcome, Mary. How are you?
I'm calling from Florida.
Okay. What can we do for you tonight?
Well, I'm at a very difficult crossroads in a living situation right now.
Talk to me, babe.
I have a very short time span, like a week, before I don't know what's going to happen. What do you pick up?
All right. Are you being evicted, or are you in a dangerous situation with your with the roommate?
The new managers of my complex are evicting me. They have raised all the rents, forcing people out. They have left me with no air conditioning for over a week, which just came on. When I prompted them about that, then the woman got angry and she said, "Well, you're getting 15 days to move." And I'm still trying to be, talk with her, act as if there's some mediation still possible, even though she's saying the smaller units have gone up. Still trying to negotiate because I've been a long-time tenant and take very good care of the property. But
all right. I wish I had good news for you, Mary, but I'm afraid I don't. You got three rough cards. The Five of Pentacles is the card that says up and down. I think that she would jerk you around, bluntly. The Five of Swords is personal strife and manipulation, so she's getting heat from her bosses. And the last card is the Three of Swords, which is heartbreak. I think that you will have to leave.
Okay.
So I don't know if you've got anyone to move in with or you can...
I have absolutely no money to move. I have animals. I am right now fighting a health condition. I've got all the odds against me right now. And I've got realtors looking. I tried to get legal intervention, but I can't pay for it. The help that I called was free, and they're not willing to do anything. I'm pretty much frightened of being homeless for the first time in my entire life.
Welcome to America, my darling. This is what happens with the corporate oligarchs. Now, push comes to shove. See if there's a place that you can foster out your animals to make sure they are not impounded.
I'm also killing people.
You may have to go to a homeless shelter.
Oh, God.
At least there's a roof over your head. But the other thing is, I would say if legal people are not going to help you, you go to the media. The media can often shame people into
helping.
I've called
the county commissioners of my city already. I have called some other areas as well. I've got a call in to a TV station. I haven't heard back from them. I have been going since 8 o'clock this morning. I mean, just going in every direction. I've been looking in the area, and all the prices have skyrocketed. And I have a neighbor who is in a similar situation because they forced her out, even though she paid the full month's rent, and her apartment was chaos when she moved in. There was so much wrong. And they're trying to evict her. She's not sure yet what she's going to do. So I don't know.
Might you and your neighbor share an apartment?
Well, I would consider it. But she has a fixed idea of moving closer to her job, which is about 40 minutes away. And someone has given her a tentative promise of a place, but nothing's in writing yet, and she's getting worried. She also doesn't have move-in costs at the time, but she will be getting money from the job she's doing.
Okay. What then? She can handle herself down the line, perhaps, for joining with you. What you need to do for you is, number one, animals cannot fend for themselves. See if there is any way you can foster out your babies. Number two, going to a homeless shelter is not a permanent thing for you. That I can promise you. Hammer on the radio and television stations, because what is going on is endemic. Okay? That's your best thing. A corporate oligarch like the people who are owning your place don't like bad publicity. And if you can get some bad publicity.
Well, there's a lot of it going on because the neighbor already has had the city here because of the poor conditions. They've just kind of turned their back on some issues that are serious here.
But
that's
the city. That's not publicity. Publicity is, you know, 100,000 people watching the 6 p.m. news and hearing that this complex is this bad and this is what they're doing to these poor people. That's what I'm talking about, bad publicity. Sometimes that is the only thing that gets movement. So pound to the radio and television stations.
I've only got about a week at this point and enough money to pay the current rent, and that's it. I've called a relative out of town. He's got some medical expenses coming up. I don't know whether he will find a way to help me in any way. He seems to have his own issues. I don't know at this point, between the health problem I'm dealing with and the situation coming at me and trying to talk to people around town about animals, and it's just, I don't know. I'm going from morning till night calling people, running all over town, and it's been extremely hot. Like I said, I was without air for 6 days, and when I approached her and pressured her, she got it fixed and slapped the note on my door.
Mary, like I say, it is going to be a rough road. I'm not going to lie to you, but I've given you all the ideas that I have, and you certainly will have prayers and intention from both me and from David, and I'm sure from the other people who are listening, because all of us at some time in our lives have been that close, every one of us.
Well, this is the worst. I had one other encounter a few years back when I had to give up home, but that's when I came here. And things have somehow worked out. I was promised a move way back in March from the old manager, and he skipped 3 places and rented them, and then he sold out. So that was my opportunity. I was packed for the move, cooperative and ready to go. And the last minute, he dropped the ball. So,
oh boy.
Kind of,
well, Mary, you certainly have my prayers, and just remember, what goes around comes around, you know?
Yeah.
I'm sure that's not a lot of consolation at this point, but they will get theirs.
Oh, I'm sure they will. But right now, my concern is for me and my animals, mostly.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Thank you, and please keep up the prayers. I know they have helped me pull out in the past.
You've got them.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you for calling. God bless you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Area code 402, you are live on the air. What is your name, please?
Hello?
Yes, can you hold the phone a little bit away from your face? What is your name?
Sure. Hi, this is Sharon. Is that better?
Much better, Sharon. Where are you calling from?
Oh, good. I'm in Nebraska.
Got it. What can I do for you, my friend?
Well, honey, I've had a lot of trouble with vandalism and stuff, but it's escalated that someone just killed my cat.
Oh, God.
And left it in the path for me to find. Yeah, she's a very sweet, older cat. Horrible. So I was hoping maybe you could give me some insight into who might be doing this.
Okay. See what I
can. And if she has any, if she's over, you know, who she's with, or it's just horrible.
So you're assuming it's a female?
But my cat, yes.
No. The person. So when you say who she's with, you mean Over the Rainbow Bridge?
My cat. Right.
Okay. No, that's not particularly my expertise.
Okay.
The one thing that I will tell you is no matter how rough her death was, the minute a cat or an animal is out of their body, it's like dropping a feather. They don't dwell on it. So she's fine. And what I'm sensing is you're probably going to see her out of the corner of your eye for at least a couple of weeks.
Okay.
She will be hanging around your house or apartment.
Okay.
The sense that I'm getting is whoever killed the cat, a younger person, maybe of college age,
okay.
has been in the area for some time, but is mentally unstable.
Huh. Wow.
So I think that you need to post.
Let me ask you real quick.
There's somebody around who is hurting cats. I know that.
You know, I thought the same thing. If I should do that, so that kind of confirms to me I should do that.
Good.
Because this is serious.
Of course it is. People kill and torture animals, it's only one step up to human beings.
Well, you know, here's the deal. It's not the first animal. I mean, I had two different rabbits, you know, have been put on my chair and stuff. A bird, they cut the head off, and it was a clean cut. I'm a vet tech, you know, I have been trained, so I know a cut animal.
Let me ask you this. Do you have any kind of a security camera that you can put out there?
No, I don't.
You need to catch the perp.
Yeah, I know. And that's, you know, that's why I'm embarrassing myself on the radio, because I do need help.
Not embarrassing yourself on the radio. Trust me. No one thinks you're crazy talking to the WikiLoo lady. I am pretty damn normal, and I own two Maine Coons myself.
Oh, I know.
I would go out with a machete if somebody hurt my kids.
I know. I am just sick. You know, the horror of what they did to her. She's so sweet.
Think about it, the worst is going to be for you. I want you to remember, that is like a coat that she's taken off and she's fine. But now we want to do what we can to find the perp so that no one else gets hurt.
You know, my son's grave, the picture that I had on there is always being cut up and vandalized. Is this person related to the person who's desecrating his grave?
Let me just ask, I don't know anything about Nebraska. Do you live in a high-crime area or not?
I'm sorry?
Do you live in a high-crime area, or is this unusual behavior?
You know, there was a lot back when my kids were younger, you know, I thought it was safe, but there are a lot of kids that were just not parented, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of running wild, and there were a lot of drug busts out here. But to look at it, you wouldn't think that. I mean, it's not supposed to be that kind of a neighborhood.
It could be if, you know, if you're the one that keeps getting these things on your chair. Yeah, there's somebody with a vendetta, clearly.
Oh yeah, definitely. I know that.
And that's why you need to get one of those infrared security cameras. If you watch television, you know they're the kind of things that when people steal packages from porches around Christmas, that's how you catch them. You need the same thing.
Yeah, I just don't have the finances or anything to do that. I don't have a computer. I don't, you know, I've had to get rid of all that stuff. And it is somebody that is constantly harassing me. But when you say that they're mentally unstable, do you, would other people know that? Or is this something
I think
that's
so
hidden?
But if you know, if you think you know who this person is, have the police done nothing?
Right. They don't care. They're actually trying to make me look nuts. So this doesn't play into their agenda to make me look crazy when it's, my cat's obviously been murdered violently. They smashed her head in.
Do you live where you have neighbors?
Yes, bad neighbors.
So in other words, this is a danger. If you have bad neighbors, it's a dangerous place. And there's no
way
you
can get out.
Well, they
just want me out. They want me out. They want me out. The association wants me out because my daughter proved they were defrauding everyone. So that pisses them off.
Can you
move?
But
it's catching them. No. Nowhere to go. No money. Disabled, no disability. What, hon?
But you said you were a vet tech, or are you on disability now?
I do not have, I'm not getting the disability, but I am disabled. Got a broken back, and it's very difficult to sit, stand, walk, anything. So I was just hoping you could maybe see if you saw any description or.
Like I say, I think this is a college-educated person who has been
educated
in the area for some time. College-educated doesn't mean Harvard. It can mean the local community college.
Well, sure, but they've gone to college, so they're, you know.
Yeah, so it's
like
older than,
20s?
Like, 22.
Okay.
And what I'm getting
you know
is
why
you're going
to
have problems for at least another 7 months. You've got to find a way to get out of there. You have no relatives? You have no friends?
No, I really don't. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I don't. If I did, I'd have been gone a long time ago.
Well, one thing that I'm going to tell you is if you get another animal, it must stay indoors. Must.
Well, I have another animal. I have a dog.
Okay. He does not go out without being on a leash with you.
Right. But they come in the house. In fact, I think they came in the house to get the cat. Do you know if that's true or not?
Do not believe that is true, no.
Okay, good. All right.
Okay.
I saw some papers that had been shoved everywhere, and it was just my dog and I. We were upstairs, locked in. So it looked like she had tried to maybe jump through the shelves to get away.
Can you at least afford more locks on your doors?
No, I've spent thousands breaking in, rekeying it. It's honestly, in fact, I used to work for a police department. I really do know what is out there as far as availability, and doors are shut to me.
Then the thing that I would, the best thing that you can do at this point is you need to simply do what you can from a spiritual, metaphysical viewpoint. You need to call in the angels. You need to
right.
put protection over that house. Because if
right.
you can't afford to do anything else and no one will listen to you, at that point
mm-hmm.
what you need to do is you basically need to talk to the upstairs crew because that's where it is for you.
Exactly, and that's why I'm calling in to you because people on this plane haven't been able to help me. So that's why, whoever's done this really hates God, let me tell you, because they destroy everything I have that's spiritual. Or I used to have a blessed medal around her neck. They ripped two of them off. And she barely ever went outside because she's older and sick because of, them trying to poison her through her skin. She was on a medication to help her.
Mm-hmm. Well, we will pray for her little soul that she has made it across to the bridge safely and well.
Oh, sure.
And like I say, morning and night, prayers for the four archangels, Michael, Uriel, Gabriel, and Raphael, to keep you safe for the next 24 hours. That's what you do.
Okay.
And you have
well,
our prayers as well.
Time. Thank you.
Sharon, that's quite okay, Sharon. And also, on August 25th, I have a gentleman coming on who specializes in angels. His name is Tom T. Moore. And I have another brilliant psychic on September 2nd, Kat Edwards from Australia. So if you still need help, feel free to call in for those shows. But call in early as you can, okay, as early as 7:15.
I sure will. Okay.
Yeah, because I won't remember your telephone number.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
I probably
God bless you. It just sounds horrific.
Okay.
You do have my prayers.
Yeah.
I have lots of pets, and my heart goes out to you.
God bless you. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. You too. All right. Boy, that's a sad story. Woof.
It is.
You know, yeah.
There's only so much that we can do. And the other thing is, there are people who would take advantage of that and say, you have a curse, give me $400, and I'll lift the curse. Curses are only
for
them. So.
No, I hear you. I hear you. Well, I don't have anybody like that on my show, I can guarantee you.
Thank you.
Okay, we're moving on to area code 646. And what is your name, please?
Hey, this is Tony. How you doing, David?
Good, Tony. How are you?
Doing pretty good.
Hey, Tony.
Good.
Hello, Corby. How you doing today?
Good. You got to be a New Yorker.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right.
All right. What can I do for you, my man?
Yeah, I'd just like to know when you saw employment coming up for me.
All right. What do you do?
I do audiovisual technology.
Ah. You're the tech whiz. Got it. Yeah. Let me see what I see coming up. Okay. October, word of mouth. Now, when I say that, it's the Eight of Wands, which is the communications card. And, you know, that's your home card, my dear. And it actually is the end of a period of stagnation and delay. It talks about work. It's when social media, all of that is favored. Travel related to professional. So I don't know if you do like weddings and stuff like that, but that might work well for you. But it's going to be some good news arriving that puts a different spin on the overall picture. And November, the star card, it's karma, it's good stuff. So hang on until October, but there's good news coming for them.
Excellent. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
My pleasure.
Thanks for calling, Tony. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Best wishes to you. Okay, we're moving on to area code 630. You're live on the air. What is your name, please?
Hi, this is Jenna.
Hi, Jenna. How are you?
Hey, how are you?
Where are you calling from?
Illinois.
Got it. What can I do for you?
I was just curious as to what's coming up in either my love life or work life, whichever is more prominent.
Love, work. They want to talk about work life for you, kiddo. What do?
I teach.
God bless and help you. what, Rugrats? Kids with brains?
The little one. The little guys.
The schnitzes. All right. And I'm assuming that you want to stay in the same school district?
For now, yeah.
Okay. You, your supervisors, other teachers, the kids, and their families. Politics, finances, what you need to know and best possible outcome. You, Hierophant, kiddo, you need to make rules and follow rules. That is, you're going to have some hellacious little tornadoes this year, and you're going to have to basically super glue their butts to chairs. You're going to have, I won't say behavioral problems, it's not like this is a kid with a machete, but there are some kids that are going to try your patience.
See, I think that was my last year. I was hoping this year would be different. That's why
I need
some more legitimate rules, and
so
I'm sticking to them.
Your immediate supervisor in their head, not their heart. They're going to logic things with you. They want to know reasons. They're not going to go with anything emotional. the supervisor, the high priestess. They think they know what they know, and nobody can tell them what to do. So you are really going to have to deal with mud and mud pies in that nobody is going to clean you up or clean you off. You're going to have to deal with this. Other teachers there? How big is where you are? How many teachers?
Maybe about 30 teachers.
At least three or four are going to leave this year. You're going to have some turnover.
Yeah, we just did.
Love you. Their families, you're going to have at least five or six kids that are literally new to the area this year. So you're going to help families acclimate as well. Politics, the Fool card, lots of new stuff coming in. That's one of the reasons that I think your supervisors will not have a lot of time to help you because they're going to be wrangling some new information. Finances, Four of Swords. Stable, you could stay there another 4 years. After that, I think you're going to get itchy. What you need to know is you're the Empress, honey. You rule like a benevolent dictator, but you rule. Last card, Five of Pentacles. It's going to look very up and down this year, and this is the mark of someone who's been reading for a very long time. The Five of Pentacles shows two people outside a church, and it's a very snowy evening, and all of a sudden what I'm seeing is such bad snow this year that there may be a point where the kids are literally snowed into the school. You may have one overnight. Just be ready for it. What part of Illinois do you live in?
Chicago land area.
Oh, God, with stuff right off the lake. Well, yeah, I don't have to tell you about snow. You know.
You know?
Yeah. Oh, no. But anyway, I don't see anything major this year in terms of problematical, except you're going to be a lot more independent with what you have to do because no one is going to give you time to fix problems. You're going to have to fix them yourself. But the kids and their parents will always back you. They will love you. That's not the problem.
Good to know.
Good. God bless you and put your armor on, friend.
Thank you.
Take care.
God bless, Jenna.
Thanks. You too. Take care.
Okay. You too. Okay. We're moving on to area code 828. What is your name, please?
Yes. Hello. Can you hear me?
Can do.
Yes. Who am I talking to?
Thank you for taking my call. My name is Lisa.
Where are you from, Lisa?
Hi. Boy, you've been getting some very upsetting stories tonight. My goodness.
We have. Where are you calling from? What state
anyway, I just want to say to those people, if they're listening to the rest of the show, I'm thinking about you, and I'm sending my prayers out to you as well.
Oh, that's
so
sweet.
I have a situation concerning a business partner who is threatening to litigate over dissolution of our corporation. And I just want to know, is that an empty threat, or is he actually going to follow through on that threat?
Hold on one second.
I shall hold on.
All right. You've been holding her mouth shut for a long time. That's part of the problem. This person, see, it's the King of Pentacles. They believe that money can do anything, whether it's right or wrong. The
yeah.
two of you, Four of Wands, you needed to dissolve this partnership. It is toxic for you. What you need to know, is this a male or a female? Just tell me that.
Male.
Okay. If it's male, I think you're going to win, but he's going to put a lot of pressure on you. I'm not sure he's going to litigate. He's hoping threatening you is going to be enough. I would retain your own lawyer, so the next time he growls, the lawyer growls louder.
Yeah, I've been looking for a contingency attorney. His grounds for wanting to dissolve are baseless. His lawyer is saying we have, you know, no business or no customers, and it's not true. And they just don't answer my emails. You know, I said that this is not even the case. So
that's why you have to get your own lawyer, contingency or whatever, and let them growl for you. In this country, can barely do anything without lawyers anymore. Okay?
I paid thousands of dollars to a trademark attorney last year and got nowhere. It's a long story. I don't have to give you all these details, but the point is I'm just exhausted of finances, and I really don't want to, can't afford to fight. I mean, I just talked to a partial contingency attorney who wants $25,000 to start, $25,000. So
that's
really
a contingency attorney. That's a shyster.
Yeah, so my question is he really going to, would I hear back from his attorney before they actually go ahead and file an action? Or do you think he's already done that?
I'm
going
to give you one chance. One chance to knuckle under. Then I think a lot of what's going to happen is going to be word of mouth and rumor. He'll try to write in and say, I could save you from this, just dissolve the business. But
mm-hmm.
don't trust him.
Right.
They believe that if they have the money, they can do anything. And they do.
So are you saying I should be concerned that he could litigate or no?
Yes, I'm afraid so. He's going to give you one or two chances to knuckle under and just give him anything he wants without litigation. But if you try fighting, he's going to come in with the big guns, yes.
Okay. I have a lot on him, though. He's done a lot of wrong things, illegal things. He stole a trademark. So, and I have the proof of all of that. So that's what I think I have the edge over him, because if he was going to litigate, then I would expose all of that.
You can try, but if he has a lawyer and you don't, it is dangerous for you because the lawyer knows how to get around things and you don't.
Okay.
If he starts fighting, even if you have goods on him, you have to have a lawyer. That's simply how it works.
Do you see that I would find someone who would be willing to take this on in a contingency?
A younger female lawyer, yes.
Oh.
Yes, someone who wants to make a name for herself.
Do we have a time frame on that?
Let me check.
Thank you.
Start looking now.
I've been looking. I've been looking for the last couple of weeks. Yeah.
Within 11 weeks, you should have her on your side and working for you.
Okay.
But
I'm just
going to have to do some interviewing, and you're going to have to be careful.
So you're saying that he's not filing an action against me at that point? I mean, I can still say I'm still looking for an attorney?
No,
that's not
what I'm saying. You're hearing what you want to hear. What I'm saying, you asked the question, would I wait, time frame on finding her, and I said within 11 weeks. My sense is he's going to give you one chance to knuckle under, and if you don't knuckle under, then he's going to come after you. That's what I see.
Okay.
And that's
all right.
Why I'm saying start looking for this young female attorney now.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate your time, energy, and efforts.
Good luck.
Say a prayer.
Really, I'll say a prayer for you, too.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay. God.
Yeah, put me back in the
queue. All
right.
I'm sorry. I just disconnected from you, Lisa. We have to move on. We have two people from area code 856. The first one, the first three digits of your phone number are 77, and you're live on the air. What is your name, please?
Hi, this is Laura. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi,
you're welcome, Laura.
You're a South Jersey girl. Where are you?
Nah, New Jersey. I'm down by Cherry Hill.
I grew up in Cherry Hill.
You're kidding.
Cherry Hill East class of 73, go Cougars. Hi, neighbor.
Yeah. Hi.
So what can I do for you?
Okay, so I'm looking for work, and I've been applying to North Carolina, Delaware, New Jersey. You name it. And recently, somebody contacted me about a job in California. But, boy, is it expensive out there. And I really want to buy a home, so I'm not sure it's even feasible to do that. But
it is very expensive, and trust me, left coast people are different from us right coast people. You know,
well, that's
gotta ask,
thing.
Are you a palm tree or a bagel?
Well, that's the thing. I'm not sure I would be happy in California. So
I'm asking first, would you be happy out there? It would take you some time, and you'd have to make a concerted effort. But no, you could make the move, and you would survive. You'd be all right. It wouldn't be Jersey, but you'd be all right.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Let me look at the job. Now, is this just a maybe, or is this we have a job for you?
No, it's a maybe. She contacted me because she saw my resume and everything, and she saw my LinkedIn profile. And so I wrote to her, replied back to her on LinkedIn, and she sent me the job description. They'll relocate me, everything, all that stuff. If, of course, you know, they bring me in for the interview and everything goes well. So, no, we're not even at that stage yet. But I was thinking,
what part of California?
Like Foster City.
Where the hell is that, north or south?
Oh, gosh. It's near San Mateo.
Okay, got it. All right, let me just pull. So, the Emperor, as far as I'm seeing here, I don't know if it's a large company or it's a big person you'd be working for. They've interviewed other people, I think, and they haven't been happy. The key is going to be how much they have to pay you. But my concern is the Nine of Swords, which is this may be a very high-pressure job, especially, you know, when they have revolving doors and someone has been working for people for a long time, and they keep, like, you know, 5 secretaries in 3 years kind of thing. You've got to be very careful on that. Foster City real estate is wildly expensive. It's a 9-4 area code, so you're talking north. There is basically nothing under about $800,000 to $1 million.
I know. I was looking at that today, and I was
just
choking on it.
Let me tell you.
Yeah.
So,
I'm not sure it's the right move for me, but I'm just wondering, you know, if
it's worth
North
interviewing. It is worth interviewing.
You think? Expensive out there.
Here's why. Let me put my old recruiter hat on. Number one, you're going to hone your interviewing skills. Number two, they may know somebody else if you decide I simply can't do the California. They may know somebody in Asheville, North Carolina. You don't know. So if they're willing to interview you, you take the time and shine so that you have the luxury of saying no instead of their saying, well, she wouldn't even bother.
Well, are the cards saying anything about where they do see me going for a job? Because I really need a job.
Let me take a look. Did you tell me what you do or just where you were looking?
I've been looking at I develop training, and I'm looking for, like, training manager or change management.
Got it. Okay, I'm seeing you on the East Coast, absolutely. New England, Middle Atlantic, Southeast.
New England, huh? Like New Hampshire or something like that?
Middle Atlantic, you're done. Southeast, you wouldn't, believe me, you think West Coast is weird? New Jersey girls in the Carolinas, also tough. But the Ace of Pentacles comes up in New England. So let me do a quick check and see what state in New England you want to look for. Okay?
Yeah, because nothing's come up yet for that area.
What you got to do is you got to start looking. You don't wait for something to happen. That's what it's like in the market these days. You have to go and hunt. Maine, Vermont, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Connecticut, Rhode Island.
Wow, Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, New
Hampshire.
I'm
looking at all of these. Massachusetts looks terrific. That's the Three of Cups. That's the celebration card. I think that you would do well there. And you actually enjoy Rhode Island as well. That's the Prince of Cups. That's getting back to what you love. So I would say that's the direction you want to look.
I just applied for a contract in Boston, Massachusetts. But it's a long-term contract. I don't think it's a permanent job. But
long-term contract gives you the chance to look for permanent, and sometimes they convert.
Yeah. And it is Boston, Massachusetts, and I need to be on water. It's very important for me to buy a house on water.
Okay.
And that would be ideal for me up that way.
Okay. Then that's where
you
want to take a look. Massachusetts.
Oh, and
and Rhode Island.
Very soon. You think that'll be very soon?
Let me take a look. We got to move on because we're, like, tight for time. One.
Yeah.
Two. Within all 2 months, right. You're going to get a first bite.
Thank you, thank you. Okay, thank you very much. Bye.
Take care.
Thanks, David. Bye-bye. You too.
Thanks, Laura. Just to let you know, Clovy, we've got 2 more callers. Do you think we can take them both?
If they will just ask one question, we'll do our best.
Okay, one question, folks. I'm coming to area code 916, and you're live on the air. What's your name, please?
Hi, my name is Wendy from Sacramento, California.
Hi, Wendy.
Hey, Wendy, what can we do for you tonight?
Hello, David, and thank you to the nice lady. I would like to know, hopefully I'll be starting work soon. I'm still under hiring manager review at Blue Cross's website.
Yep.
Do you think that they're going to hire me? Will I get the call this week?
Not sure this week, but within 3. There's a lot of checking that they're still doing. The Ten of Wands says lots of caring responsibilities. Have they asked you for references? Have they asked you for a credit check? All of that stuff.
And I gave them permission for everything, and this has been
and
going on.
And it's not you that's the holdup. It's they're just getting the information back. But the final card is the Alchemist who turns lead into gold, so I'm feeling very good about this. Very good.
Yeah. I would start September the 6th. It's when the training starts.
I'm looking at my calendar.
2 weeks from tomorrow.
It may be delayed a week. You may start on the 13th, but I think things will come through for you. I am not getting anything that says you wouldn't get it.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. They said not to miss 1 day of training, so I don't know how that's going
to
work, but sounds like you're
that's
saying I'm going
to
be
you.
Hired.
You know, you'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Just, you
okay.
know, don't try to figure out everything. It's like you don't go into a kitchen and watch your steak being cooked. You order it from the universe. I want this job, please, and the universe will handle it.
Okay, so it looks like I'm going to get it then.
It does.
Beautiful. Thank you, ma'am.
Good luck.
Thank you, David. Thank you.
You're welcome, Wendy. Thanks for calling in, and God bless. Okay, I'm moving on to the other area code 856, and you're live on the air. What's your name, please?
Hi, Harry. It's Rose Maria from New
Jersey.
Hi, Maria.
What's
Maria.
For you?
Work-wise, also.
Okay,
I
what do you do?
IS security.
Okay. Let me see. All right, new opportunity within 3 weeks, the Fool card. So it's somewhere you have not been looking, okay? Keep your ear to the ground. How many resumes have you sent out?
A whole bunch.
All right. The thing that I'm going to tell you to do is start looking at, you know, the Philadelphia business periodicals, or if there's one for your jersey, there's something you're going to see, and the job is just going to open up next week. That's why it's not there yet.
Okay, got it. Appreciate
all right.
it.
Fingers and crossed for you, honey.
Thanks.
Good luck.
Bye.
Thanks, Maria. God
Thanks.
Bless, hon. Well, Corby, that was a great show. We got everybody on. Good for us. Good for
yes,
you.
Good for us. Good for us.
Yeah. Any parting words that you want to share before we go?
Only that I appreciate the chance for helping people. Remember that even the best of us are only 85% accurate. The only one 100% accurate is God, and I don't think David's booked him this week.
No, not yet. I'm still waiting on that, but I have faith that he'll show up one of these days in this
all
life
right.
or the next.
A
yeah, well,
all,
thanks.
David.
I appreciate your sense of humor, and I'll look forward to having you back on December 23rd.
You got it.
Okay. So, folks, once again, we come to a close.
Now let's pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience if we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. Good night, Corby.
Good night, David, and thanks.
God bless everyone.